Thanks for joining us today, Pat.
Thanks. Great to be here.
And upcoming on October 30th is the Crop Walk in Knoxville. And Crop Walk is a fundraiser that's used to fight hunger both here locally and around the world. Can you just explain a little bit about what Crop Walk is and what Crop Walk does?
Crop walks are held around the nation, usually in the fall when we have better weather like we do now. And our Knoxville Crop Walk, as you mentioned, will be October 30th, starting at 2:30 at Knoxville High School. We, like a lot of walks, offer a longer route, a 5K or 3.1 mile, as well as a 1 mile walk for people who might not have the time or the stamina to go the full 5K. Even if you just walk out the door and back, we'll call it a crop walk. But the main thing is we're trying to raise money to fight hunger, as you said, both around the world and here in Knoxville.
Well, explain how people raise funds for Crop Walk too. It's a fundraiser.
Of course, yeah. And ideally what they'll do is, and I'll give you my number a few times here, it's 842-5148. And they can call that number and I'll be happy to get them a sponsor form. That's the best way to do it, to get a sponsor form and have your friends or family pledge you for basically for the walk. We've gone to the days where we do 5 cents a mile, but basically just, can you give me $5 to do the crop walk, $10 to do the crop walk? And all that money adds up. Then at the walk, they turn in their pledges and walk the walk, and all the money is collected. Three quarters of that money goes to support Church World Services and its efforts to fight hunger around the world. 25% of that money stays here in Knoxville and helps Helping Hands Food Pantry with its efforts to feed people in need here in Marion County.
And you are a volunteer at Helping Hands.
That's right. Yeah, I work at the food day, the second and fourth Mondays of every month. It's something I really love to do. It's interesting though, because people may not be aware of this, but we're feeding more people than ever there. We recently expanded our volume to 400 bags every other week that we distribute to families here in Knoxville. It's not something we want to be doing. It's something we have to do because poverty and hunger are on the rise.
Those 400 bags, just to put it in perspective, what were you guys doing about this time last year?
Just over 300.
So really an increase of about 33%, 100 more bags of food per month.
That's right.
Is that per month or per 2 weeks? Sorry.
Twice a month.
So,
correct.
Okay.
Yeah, twice a month.
So that's 200 bags a month, basically.
Yeah, it's a lot of food. And honestly, when we increased to 400 just this past Monday, we didn't quite have as much food. It spreads thin. So the walk helps us get money that we can go and purchase food for people in need. So it's a really great thing for people to do.
And Church World Services, can you explain a little bit about how they fight hunger?
Sure. Church World Service is an international coalition of different church traditions, denominations, and they have people in, I think, 80 countries around the world. They do some emergency relief, and we've seen that around the world, earthquakes and hurricanes and things of that nature. But more importantly, they help people become food secure by providing them the means to grow their own food, seeds and tools and technology, chickens and coops and things like that people can use so that they're not dependent on a handout. They also do a lot about clean water. They try to develop, redig wells and let people have their own water so they're not dependent on water from other sources and medicine and all sorts of things.
So it's like the old saying, instead of giving a man a fish, you're teaching a man to fish.
That's right, because people generally do not want to be dependent on handouts, and we need to enable people to provide their own food or else hunger is just going to continue.
I know you have some facts about world hunger too.
Yeah, and I was sort of surprised, and I had sent out a press release recently based on some statistics that were a little bit old that said hunger was on the decline. It's not. It's actually on the rise. Some of that is based on some of the disasters that we've seen around the world, and was on the radio that was talking about climate change and its effects on food production around the world. It makes it harder for people to provide their own food, and so people are becoming more and more dependent. But yeah, there are over 1 billion people now who around the world who are undernourished, and that's one of every 7 people on the planet. And here in the nation, in America, 37 million people live in poverty. That's 12.5% of our population. And 31 million used food stamps recently. So yeah, we would like to think we're in a prosperous position, but the statistics tell us otherwise.
So again, if people really want to get involved in this, what should they do?
Best thing to do would be to call me. My number again is 842-5148, and I would be more than happy to bring them all the sponsor forms that they need. They can also go to Church World Service website, and there actually are some people who have gone to the website here in Knoxville already to sign up for the walk and donate online to the walk too. But the best thing to do is to have that live sponsor form in your hand, and you get that by calling me at 842-5148.
All right, anything else you'd like to add?
Just that we really encourage people to come out, bring friends, bring family. I was at the Stepping Stones walk this past Sunday, and I was just amazed at the friends and family that came out and did it together, and that's the greatest thing to do. You think I'm going to go and do it alone, and then you decide, well, I'm not going to do it because I don't want to be the only person that does it. The more the merrier. We hope to get $4,000 or $5,000 to help fight hunger, and Knoxville's always been really generous. So again, if you give me a call at 842-5148, I'd be happy to set people up.
All right. Well, once again, the Crop Walk is on Sunday, October 30th at 2:30 at the Knoxville High School, and there will be plenty of options available. And Pat, what's your number one more time?
842-5148.
If you don't have it now, you should have it there. All right. Thanks for joining us today, Pat.
Thank you, Aaron.